If you are coming in, then please find a seat. If you are leaving, then please do so quietly. That would be great. We would like to get started with our next speaker in this room. This is a social web dev room at FOSDEM 2026. And I am really excited to have Benjamin Bellamy here to talk about amplifying our voices and, I assume, Castapod and podcasting and other things, but we will leave him to tell you his topic. So thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you, Andy. Hi, everyone. Wow, so many people. So I'm going to talk about the Fediverse, obviously, and a little bit on the podcasting. So first, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Benjamin Bellamy. I love podcasts. I love FOSS software. I'm business development manager for truly open source AI solution at Linagora, a French company. I'm founder of the company Adores, which develops open source tools for podcasters. I'm the father of Castapod, and when I don't know what to do, I take pictures for Wikipedia, and I'm a member of the collective Wikiportraits. But enough talking about me, let's talk about you. So who here is a developer? Okay, 99%. Who is on the Fediverse? 99.9. And who is a developer for the Fediverse? Yeah, like almost 10%, I'd say. So some bad news, you probably won't learn anything from me today. I think you know already everything. As many of you know, today is a critical day. We've been struggling for years to convince people, our neighbors, our family, to move from the big techs to open source federated social networks, and it's been hard, almost impossible. We need ways to promote that, but it's not easy. And there's this one guy who is helping us make it more easy to promote the Fediverse, to promote open source software, to help us explaining why that matters, and I think we should all here be grateful for the tremendous work he's doing to help us. Of course, you know who I'm talking about. His name, Donald Trump. You didn't have to applaud for that. Thank you. So yeah, we know that big techs, we call them GAFAMs in France. They gatekeepers, they control everything, they don't create a single content, they don't do anything, but they decide who is allowed to talk and who is not. So let's imagine a social network with no algorithm and no advertising tracking every move. So these are basically the main two issues that we have with the usual Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and everything. If you remove these two, then it's all good. And it was good at the beginning. One thing also that I would like to say is, because why do people go to these big tech social network is because it's where everyone is. But one thing you should know is that you are not a number. Who knows what this stands for? Recognize it? Yeah, we're old. It's from The Prisoner. So you are not a number. The content quality is not related to how many followers you have. Your happiness shouldn't be related to the number of likes you get, and the quality of for culture does not rely on the numbers of shares. And that's something that's it's very easy to forget these, but we have to remember like every day. So what became with all these big techs, network and platforms? There's this one book I read last year. It's basically the only book I read last year, but it was a very good one. It's called Entitification from Cory Doctorow. Basically the whole book is about this. When a platform emerges, there are three stages. First, it's tremendous, excellent, perfect, brilliant, merveilleux for everyone. And this is just like a trap to help the platform grow and to get more users so that it can become sustainable. And then the second step is about abusing users for business customers and then everyone for shareholders. But the thing that I got from the whole book, the key point, according to me, is that if someone can make it worse, he will. And when you realize that, if a company has the power to make things worse for profit, obviously, they will. So eventually you're trapped on a platform where quality is not good, you lost control on your content, you get like strikes and things like that. But everyone stays because everyone stays. That's really stupid, but that's the reason. Everyone stays because everyone stays. So geopolitical fragmentation, creating digital borders, of course, is a problem. We shouldn't be dependent on US or Chinese platform. Again, thanks, Donald. Thanks to AI, like the huge benefit from AI is now we all know that our data are valuable. Before that, everyone used to say, yeah, I don't care. What will they do with my data? They're worthless. Now we know they are not worthless. They are very valuable. And even in the US, they are very reluctant to provide and to give all their data to big techs. And so now European independence is very, very important for the future for us, but also for our children. So, the social web alternative. Obviously, you all know, like 95% of you know ActivityPub from, it became a standard in 2018, so like 8 years ago. We have 25 million users and 20,000 instances on the Mastodon mainly. What is really good and what I really appreciate on the Fediverse is that it's federated and you can have different platforms for different kind of contents. You can choose your server, keep your connection, and it's open source and community driven. If you were there before hearing to Mastodon, you know that already. Heterogeneous networks, so this is a very important part.